Hey, what's up? Welcome to The Real Sigma. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Now, today's topic, five types of people that the Sigma male will not associate with. When he is around these types of people, he will be repelled by them as if they had a terrible odor. Okay? So, the first person the Sigma male will not associate with is the fake it till you make it person. Now, one thing you have to understand about the Sigma is that he is always real. His personality type craves truth and substance. There's no fakeness that exists within him. And because of this, he cannot stand to be around fake people. It truly is like a bad odor. And I'll give you an example of this. So when I was a young Sigma in my mid to late 20s, I was still very immature and very arrogant. And I was partying in the Los Angeles Hollywood scene back when it was actually still pretty fun. And since I was a DJ spinning in various nightclubs, I was always in that environment. And obviously, the nightlife scene is filled with so many people that portray an image that is not truly them. And this is especially true in Los Angeles, probably times 1,000. And you know this type. This is the person that spends all of their money to buy clothes and a nice car but have zero assets. They live in a studio apartment or with their parents, and they're always in the club every weekend buying bottles to look like they have money in order to pick up girls. And during this time, you know, I still didn't associate with this type of character, but I was able to tolerate them at the time. And so after living in Los Angeles for several years, I ended up going back to my hometown to start a few businesses. And as I started these few businesses during this time, I also did a lot of introspective soul searching. And I had lost my beautiful mother to cancer during that time. And I was really at a place where I didn't like who I had become. And so I was going through some very deep introspection. And during this time that I believe that I began to mature significantly as a person and became a more developed and well-rounded Sigma. And after a few years, I sold a few of my businesses in my hometown, and I was planning to take a year off and just travel the world and party. But then a business opportunity opened up for me in Los Angeles. So I put my travel plans on hold and I moved back to LA to start this new beverage company. Now, I had been out of LA for about 4 to 5 years by that time. So when I got back to LA, I went out to a few high-profile nightclubs again. But this time, it was very different. I noticed that the scene had become exponentially faker and more fraudulent. And as I was around these types of people, I just could not even tolerate being in close proximity to them. It was weird. It was very strange. It was very different. It was truly like a terrible odor was coming from them, and I was repelled by them. I can't really explain it. It was a very unique experience. And it was almost like my spirit was the exact opposite of these people and didn't want anything to do with them. And since that time, I have completely disconnected from anyone that I knew from that scene. It was just too fake for someone as real as a Sigma male. So Sigmas will avoid the fake it till you make it type of character by any means necessary. Now, the next type of person the Sigma will avoid is the virtue signaler. This is probably one of the most annoying people to the Sigma. So Sigmas cannot stand the virtue signaler. They drive him crazy because the Sigma views them as fraudulent and corny. So what is a virtue signaler? Well, it's a person that signals to everyone that he or she has good virtues. And you know this type. These are the people on social media or in person that are always broadcasting why they are a good person or why they are whatever. And here's a very basic example of that. Have you ever seen a person on Facebook or Instagram showing a video of themselves giving money or food to a homeless person? This is virtue signaling. See, they don't really care about helping the homeless person. They just want people to see that they did this charitable act in order to look like a good person. It was never about helping the homeless. It was all about showing their social media followers their so-called virtues which are actually fake and fraudulent. See, if you're going to help a homeless person for the sake of helping them, why are you putting it on social media? Just help the person and move on. But these people are making a production out of it. So virtue signalers are one of the fakest people in society today. And sigmas will never associate with these types of people because they highly annoy them. And like I said, sigmas do not like being around fake people. They are repelled by them. Their spirit does not vibe with them, okay? Now, the next type of person that the sigma will never associate with are people that don't listen to their advice. You see, sigmas express love differently than most people. Sigmas express they care for someone by trying to help people improve their situation or their lives through giving them valuable wisdom that the sigma has acquired through life's battles. And they may do this through various means, but definitely through giving advice. See, sigmas only speak on things that they truly know about or have experienced themselves. And sigmas don't talk a lot to begin with, so when they do speak, a wise person should be listening very closely. So when there is someone that is coming to them for advice, they will freely give it. But if that person is continually coming back to them in the same situation because they haven't listened or applied the sigma's wisdom, the sigma will disconnect from them quickly because they realize this person is wasting their time and draining the sigma's energy. And the sigma will view that person to be many levels beneath them at that point. They'll just view them as a lost cause and move on with their lives. The next person the sigma avoids is the needy drama queen, or any person that brings headaches into the sigma's life. Now, sigmas will not associate with any person that is always having some type of drama in their lives. And this person is usually not in control of their emotions either. So if you are a sigma or no one, you know that the sigma truly values peace and serenity. The sigma has created a life for himself that is very efficient and protects his peace at all costs. And this is why the sigma male doesn't have or want a lot of friends. This is a big reason why he is a lone wolf in society. So I'll give you a quick example. One night I went out on a first date with a girl. We had a good time, had some drinks, and we ended up back at my place. And you already know what went down, okay? And after that night, I continued to hook up with this girl on a regular basis. But as she began to like me more and more, she began calling me with more and more drama. So this instantly was bringing a disruption into my smooth and peaceful life. And right away, I knew that I was not willing to deal with this in my life. No matter how beautiful she was or how amazing the sex was, it's just something I cannot tolerate. It's disrupting my life and my flow. So I ended up disconnecting with her. And I'll be honest, I do miss the sex. It was phenomenal. But I just cannot tolerate drama and disruption in my life like that, especially when I have big goals that I'm pursuing relentlessly. And she was actually a good person, but she just had too many internal issues for a sigma to tolerate. So a sigma will never associate with people that bring issues or headaches into their life. If you want to be in a sigma's life, you have to have your life together or be drama free. Okay, very important. And now another type of person the sigma does not associate with are people who don't have the ability to discuss deep subjects or concepts or ideas. You see, the sigma is a person who craves and values truth and substance. And the sigma is a very deep thinker who is always discussing abstract ideas. And it's not that the sigma will not discuss non-deep subjects, because he will. The sigma will talk about clothes, sports, politics, women, whatever. But the sigma knows these topics are very basic and surface level things. You must understand that a sigma is a person of depth and wisdom. They like things that are real and have real value in the scheme of life. And the Sigma always wants to challenge his imagination and paradigms. So he really values people that can understand and contribute to the deep subjects that intrigue the Sigma. And this is because he knows there are not many who can go deep with him on that level. The Sigma wants to discuss topics like the meaning of life, or how to improve their life, or how to create things, how to create a new business. So if all you like to talk about is gossip or things of zero substance, you will not be able to hang out with the Sigma. And that's fine, because everyone is different. Be around the types of people that you vibe with. But the Sigma will not vibe with people that only talk about superficial things, because the Sigma will lose interest very quickly in those topics, and they will not have anything else to talk about. And this is another reason why the Sigma male is a lone wolf in society. He doesn't really mess with a lot of people. And this is because he cannot find many people that are on his intellectual and spiritual level. So he will only have a very small circle of friends that can understand him and his abstract ideas and concepts. So I hope this video was helpful. I will continue to make more videos about the Sigma mindset and lifestyle. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Take care, keep working on yourself, and master your emotions.